whenever I used to fuck men, I would like leave with bruises, and that was like the best sex ever if I was like leaving a little hurt, you know? And women,
you're all trauma.
What woman? Can you tell I have daddy issues?
Literally.
Your wardrobe screams fatherless.
You have more trust in that top diving people.
How was your relationship with your father?
Just saying,
why did you get the attention you want?
You need Jesus.
That's offensive. Welcome back to That's Offensive. Today we have Jules Blue and Jade. Just Jade. That's all you are.
Yeah, that's all I am. Just
Jade. Jules and Jade. Jules and Jade.
JJ. Yeah, J squared.
Have you guys seen that clip of the Kardashians where they were on like one of those game shows. Mm-hmm. And it was Kim, and she's like, yeah, sometimes we call ourselves the KKK. And, like, the host was black, and he was like, and, like, nothing clicked in their head. She was like, no. What's wrong with that? Have you guys seen that clip, though?
Yeah, I have, no. I'm like, really bad. Really that bad that so their initials terrible. Are that all together, yeah. Like, does not bode well.
See, if it was like Kim, Khloe, Kylie, like all of them, you know, then there would be, it'd be KKKKKK or something like that. So that would be okay. But just like the three Ks, like, girl.
Stop
literally,
right there.
None of her brain cells must have been working that day.
No, I feel like she was taking on at that time, like kind of the Paris persona, because Paris, you know, got big off of like pretending to be stupid.
Yeah, right. So, I love that.
Smart marketing. Yeah. Smart marketing.
Oh, she's nothing that girl does is without a plan.
No.
Like everything. Thing I do is wild carding. Like,
I like seeing the TikToks of people reenacting them with like shaking the sounds, like, yes, okay.
Like, yes. I especially love when they talk like Courtney, like when she just has so monotonous and everything like that. It's so hilarious.
People used to tell me I sounded like Courtney, and then recently they're like, oh, not as much anymore. I'm like, okay, that's good. Because can you imagine just like fucking, I mean, maybe she's good in bed, but like, How would you guys think that Courtney sounds in bed?
She's, oh, like, it's just, she's not even giving anything.
Yeah,
she's
Travis, like,
yes, queen, it's like, nothing.
Travis, she's just laying there like a dead fish.
Yeah. That's how I kind of picture it, too. So.
Harder.
Oh, no. I always wonder if, like, regular people, like, you know, normal civilian people, are in the industry, like when they be fucking, like, do they make sounds? Because, you know, in my apartment, I'm like, man, I like really hope no one hears me through these walls. Yeah. So I'm like, yes, fuck me, yes. And I'm like filming my customs, and I'm like, well, I wonder what if like my neighbors can hear. I don't know if they can. I like to think that they don't, because I like to think the walls are thick. Uh-huh. But I'm like moaning like all these different like names, yeah. Like Scott, like Tom, Timothy, Sam. I'm like, they must think I have like all these men. Like, damn, she's with this dude again.
And it's just you filming custom. I used to be like loud even before OnlyFans, and I remember my ex specifically, because he lived in the frat house, and he showed me the group chat where they're like, yo, maybe tell your girl to be a little quieter. And
I
couldn't, like, if I'm enjoying myself, like, you're gonna hear it, and if I'm not enjoying myself, you're not gonna hear anything. But it's like, I mean, I'm not over here like you barely touch a nipple and I'm screaming already, but it's if I'm enjoying the sex. No, like,
yeah,
I'm
like, I'm a naturally vocal person, like, yeah. I'm like, yeah,
you
fuck me hard.
Never.
I'm like, I like to make sounds, I don't know. And I'm like the same too, like if I don't like it, I'm like, oh yeah,
I want them to know they're doing bad, you know, like I don't want to fake it just to make them their ego stroked, you know. Yeah,
like, no sir, you did not make me come.
But really, like, do you, like, in porn, do you ever do that with men? Like, or, like, do you do mainstream? I think you do.
Yeah, I do mainstream.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, do you ever tell these men, like, that just wasn't that great for me?
You know, I honestly haven't had that much experience. I feel like the only time where, like, I'm doing a scene where I feel like I'm not, it's, like, not about the sexual pleasure. It's more about the visuals. It's when I'm filming VR. But, you know, I'm very blessed to work with a lot of male talent who, like, know how to fuck. And, like, know how to rock my world. And I'm, like, I walk out of there, I'm, like, nice.
I hope so. You're a professional fucking sexer. Yeah. Like, but not like you're coming to set with bad sex.
Are like, you imagine being bad at your only job?
Literally.
Like, you're bad at the one thing you're supposed to be like a professional.
You're getting paid to do this.
No, my favorite is when I am working with like a guy and I'm literally feeling like he's fucking me so hard. I feel like my brain rattling in my skull.
Yeah.
Like that's my favorite.
Do you like aggressive sex too?
I do like it. I like to be like a little pillow princess and a fuck doll. Like it's my favorite. But I notice like European men, like that, like when I work with like European like male performers, like, ooh, another level.
Of good?
Yeah.
Okay. Another girl was just on the, I think yesterday, saying like they're very sensual. So sometimes the sex isn't as good, but like for you,
I feel like they like know what they're doing. Like I just like, I don't know. I just take it.
Yeah. How did you get over? I mean, at least I have this fear, but how did you get over the fear of the turtleneck hanging around their penis?
What do you mean?
The extra skin.
Cock. Yeah. Oh, I was like turtleneck. You know, I like an uncut cock. I really do because, you know, like it has that little like cock sleeve, natural cock sleeve they have going. Yeah. Like I feel like it slides in the pussy really well.
I've heard that for anal. It's like amazing. Yeah, like
I haven't like done anal like yet, but like I could see how an uncut cock and anal, like, you know, would be amazing.
So okay, so you've never done anal in general?
Yeah.
Me too.
Just like solo stuff.
Do you have like poop problems? Like do you poop a lot? Is that what, I mean, I don't know if that's like too much.
Well, I just haven't done it yet. Okay. I just haven't done it yet. I mean, the digestive system, she's good. I'm vegan. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. But,
like I don't have IBS.
So. I do. So
I'm very blessed that I don't have IBS. We'll leave it. I don't have
Can't
IBS.
Can't even look at food without having to fucking shit with IBS.
I was scared to, like, I just ate some tacos before this and I didn't want to eat them because I'm like, dude, I don't want to have to poop later. Like I want to be good. Like I shower after I poop. Like there aren't showers here for me.
No, do you fight for you're like sweating, you're like,
that happens a lot, honestly, where I'm like fighting, I'm like just over here sweating, and it's like fighting. My one friend Mikey was on my podcast and she was talking about like when she used to do poop content, and like that's I talk about poop content, or I talk about pooping a lot. I'm like, I
mean, it's a normal thing. I don't think, yeah. I'm not like, I don't get weirded out by it. But like, everyone shits, we be shitting.
But fighting for your life on video and playing that back, I just don't think I can.
You know, it's
literally
really
asshole clenched so fucking tight. Like,
tell them what happened when we were got in the elevator this morning.
Leaving. Oh my god! So we were in the elevator, right? And I was like, "Fuck, I have to take a shit." And then I was like, "I shit every time I fucking eat." And then this guy walks in as soon as I say that, and I was like, "Anytime I eat, I know I'm gonna have to shit like within 12 hours the next day." And he like walks in as I'm saying that, and he just looks at us like. Perplexed.
I was just dying laughing.
We were dying. It was kind of funny. It was just more of his like facial expression. He was like, "What the fuck did I walk into? This sounds shitty."
Like, oh my god, that like Russian roulette. Oh, honestly, if you guys are into skits, because you live in LA too, we could do like that Russian roulette like elevator thing where it's like we're just saying the gnarliest stuff and there's like a hidden camera.
I would love to do that.
Like, so that, you know, what could I say? So I was giving a guy a Blumpkin and just like have someone walk in and just see.
And then it splashed back.
Yeah. Or have you seen those TikToks where people are like just saying the wildest shit in their Uber drivers and just like seeing if the Uber driver like what they say? Oh my god. It's like they just make up stories on the spot, like, yeah, like, so your dad, it's like improv, like, so yeah, your dad was fucking my mom, or and like they're still married to their significant other, like the craziest stories.
Oh my god. I want to do that.
That's, yeah, it's so fucking fun.
I want to fuck with people's heads.
Yeah. Get the reactions. Like those prank videos do so fucking well too.
I bet they do. I'm like giving me ideas over here.
That reminds me of like, what show was it, I think in the 90s, where people like used
Silent
to
Silent Library,
like, no, they used to get in the cab in the back seat and they'd like film it. I don't remember what it was called, and it was like in New York, and they would film people getting in the fucking cab saying the most obscene shit, and they were always fucking drunk at like 2 in the fucking morning.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, it was a thing. It was a thing back in the day. I can't remember the exact fucking name, but
I was born in 97. Maybe that's why.
Look it up. I'm gonna have to look it up.
Yeah, we'll look it up.
Wait, it's not Fake Taxi.
It? No, it's not. It definitely was not Fake Taxis. And they went,
Taxi what?
Taxi cab confession.
Yeah, there we go. There we go. Yeah.
Wait, how do they do? Huh?
HBO.
Yeah. Wait, how do they confess to things if they're like drunk though? You know. How do they like sign off like I consent to this being posted on TV if they're drunk? Because isn't that not legal anymore? Or maybe back then they're like,
this was in the 90s.
Yeah, yeah,
maybe they blurred the faces. I don't know.
Yeah, and then the taxi driver would be asking him a bunch of crazy questions, and they had the, like, the little dash cam. It was so hilarious.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, I want to watch that. We can recreate that.
Yeah.
So Jules here thought that there was an earthquake earlier, because there's like train tracks nearby and they're shaking, and
I was like a little scared. I was like, oh, my California PTSD kicked in.
California does have a lot of earthquakes.
They do. There was one that happened like a few months ago, and I was literally on my little like cloud couch in my cam room, getting my nut in with my Hitachi, you know. And after I like made myself come, I like, you know, I'm like, okay, time to open Twitter back up. I'm gonna just scroll and chill. And everyone's like posting like, oh my God, there was just an earthquake. Did you feel that? Oh my God, did you guys feel that? And I'm like, I literally just like came with the earthquake. Like, that's really hot.
Maybe you caused the earthquake, bitch.
I know, the Hitachi's so strong.
Literally. When your legs start shaking so bad, like, and it just, that's the earthquake.
I love my Hitachi.
That's my favorite thing. My mom accidentally gave me my first vibrator because she is like, this is a back massager, and I have like a lot of problems with like my back, like my hips. So she's like, oh, this will help with all your problems. And my mom's, I know she doesn't masturbate, okay? I just know, like, looking at her. So she gave it to me, and I'm like,
thanks.
Free vibrator.
Thanks, Mom. Right. Thank you.
Like, it's a massage one.
No, I was one time at her place, and she put like these like goggles that are supposed to relax you on. She put two Hitachis on both of my shoulders to try to relax me, and all I could think was like, wow, I could be getting into this, but my mom is like right there.
Oh my goodness,
that is so funny. You know, I like Hitachi. They're such a diverse company. Like, you know, anywhere from like tractors, you know, into vibrators.
Oh. I thought those were like two separate companies with the
maybe
same name.
They are. I don't know, but I don't know. I don't think they are.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. But yeah, tractors and vibrators. Okay. It makes sense. Vibrating motors.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that really does. Like, they would have the technology because they have, like I go to sex shops and they always try to convince me to buy something other than the Hitachi, always something that's more expensive. And every time I end up, like, I have probably spent $1,000 on vibrators just for me to go back to the Hitachi.
The Hitachi is the only way to go. I like that it's really strong. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of, like, you know, like a Vitamix blender, like the Vitamix blender of vibrators.
Of vibrators,
definitely,
yeah.
Definitely
like
that.
Please pulverize my clit.
Oh yeah, I want a like loose feeling there after. Sometimes, do you ever get rug burn on your pussy?
I have before. I've tried. I feel like, I don't know, being, you know, like with the Hitachi, I feel like I always feel like a sick fuck. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to make myself come again, like 8 times. And I'm like, okay, I need to stop. I need to really stop right now. Like,
me too. It's like, that's the thing. I don't masturbate as much as I want to for the sole reason that once I start, it'll be like 3 hours later and I have avoided all of my other responsibilities.
Oh my God.
And then my vagina, like, you can look at it and it almost like looks like I was like rug burn at those areas.
Literally redefining raw doggy.
But you know, I'm bringing back acoustic masturbation. Like, just like the fingers.
Oh, just
like,
the fingers?
I recently, like, rediscovered that part of myself. I, like, was on a work trip, didn't have my Hitachi with me, which was a crime in itself. And so I was like, you know, I'm, like, feeling really horny. And I, like, did, like, just the fingers. And I, like, hadn't done that in a long, and I, like, made myself come. And I was like,
really?
Wow, acoustic
that would be so hard to dial it back after using your Hitachi
freaking
regularly.
Your clit is just used to, like, level 100 and your fingers are maybe like level 10, but I will say the fingers are so much more sensual.
Yeah.
I feel like you have to get more in tune with yourself to like that kind of stuff. But like, have you ever tried breath work and coming?
I have not.
Okay. The like orgasms get so much crazier. So you like do some breath work and you like hold your breath while you're trying to come, and then like, cause that's all you can focus on. And it's really cool.
I need to try that.
Yeah. Like, but with the fingers, I'm like, sometimes it's so hard to come. Like, I will have to, like, watch myself videoing myself to come with my fingers. But otherwise, I can't come like that, you know?
No, it is like, harder. But I've, like, done it, like, like here and there, like, sporadically. And I'm, like, really proud of myself to, like, get back to that. Because I'm, like, back in the day, that's, like, you know, I didn't have a Hitachi or a vibrator when I was, like, younger.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I think I got my first, like, vibrator, like, a shitty, like, Hitachi wannabe, like when I was like in community college. And yeah, and then when I got my first actual Hitachi, I was like, whoa.
Are you a squirter?
I am. I'm like this past year I've unlocked a lot of my squirting powers.
Ooh, yeah. how far in this room do you think you could squirt?
the last, so I shot a scene a couple weeks ago, and I, like, literally, like, sprayed, like, probably as far as, like, the end of that, like, the power, like, converter thing right there.
I think that's about how far I can do, but that's, like, those are my intense orgasms. Like, sometimes I have baby squirts.
Yeah, there's those have... little baby squirts. Yeah. This one, like, I feel like when I'm doing a scene with, like, a guy and I'm getting fucked, I, like can squirt more. Like, what is this position? Like, reverse cowgirl? Yeah, like, when I'm, like, facing the camera writing. Like, yeah. That's, like, the, I think, for me, the best position to, like, squirt in because it's just, like, hitting right there. Uh-huh. Like, I don't know.
I love reverse. Actually, yeah, I like reverse cowgirl a lot because I feel like if it's POV, your ass looks so fucking good. Oh my god!
Oh yeah, I want to like jiggle cheeks on there.
Yeah,
make them clap.
So both of y'all are ravers.
Yes,
we I don't are. Get a lot of those on my podcast. We are like the OG ravers. Like I've been following Jade since 2017.
I want to say 2017. Were you part of each other? Same with her.
Okay, yeah. Were you part of like the Plur Bunnies USA EDM fam? Like,
yes.
I remember all of us getting reposted all the fucking time.
We were all like micro. Is it called micro celebrities?
Influencers or whatever the fuck it's called. Sounds so corny.
But
like we were like all had like maybe like 1,000 followers. I remember when you first started. Too. It was like from the beginning, and then we just were getting reposted all the time.
Yeah, it was crazy. Just, like, the so course crazy. Of like 3 months, I got like 50,000 followers or something, and I was like, oh my god. And then I thought I was like a little celebrity, and then my dad, like the Instagram got deleted, or my dad made me delete it. Oh, so no. I'm like, oh no,
I miss those days. Had to start back over. Yeah. I remember like when I first got Instagram and just like seeing like all the OG ravers, and I was like, because I always wanted to go to raves, and I like. Didn't really get to until like 2016, mm-hmm. and like when I went to my first rave, it was at my first rave was Nocturnal Wonderland, absolutely amazing, and I was like, I want to be like a little rave influencer.
Yeah,
it was so funny when we all be tagging like Plur Bunnies, yeah, and, like, EDM family and shit and then like
the
that.
There's EDM Babes. That's like the longest running one that still exists today. Like, and he'll still repost me. The Aww. Dude on there, yeah.
He was so picky about posting me. Plur Bunnies always posted me. But
I love Plur Bunnies.
Yeah. But then they got deleted too. I feel like we were all, God, this was such a time to be alive.
It really was. And it was before all like the rave politics. I'm like, oh my God.
There's rave politics now?
I just feel like before people started getting like, just so like, oh, you're not Plur. And like,
I don't know.
Companies and shit like that. It just got weird.
Yeah, I feel like right now, because like I still like am very involved in the rave scene, like seeing on TikTok, like there's like, a, you know, a new wave of like, you know,
the TikTok
popular TikTok ravers. And my thing is like, you know, for me, because I'm like really like into like the rave culture and like, you know, wanting to like keep the community like safe and protected. I feel like it's important that like the younger people, they need to like know the history and like,
yeah.
Also, I do think, I don't think Plur is dead. And I think that people like new people need to, you know, learn Plur, and that's why whenever I go to raves, like I still make candy. Uh-huh. Like I'll do like little candy meetups because like I have a lot of people who like want to like find me at the rave, and that's like the only time I'll be like, okay, like come trade candy with me, and like we can hang out and vibe and whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
one of her fans brought her candy today.
I know, it's so sweet. Made this one because I do like a lot of. He's like, this is because you do one of my favorite things. Spit play. I love it. And then he made this one. It says Sapphire because my birthstone's a sapphire.
Okay.
And then this one, Blue Dreams.
He kept on like, pulling that shit out. He was like, here, I need another
train. I love him. Shout out to you, Mario. You're such a sweetheart.
Have you guys seen that, like, Taylor Swift fans are making candy, but they're calling it, what are they friendship calling it?
Friendship.
It's like, y'all are hopping on this train so late.
I cannot.
You know, no, and this is how they give it out. They're like, here's a friendship bracelet. And they just give it to you like that. And I'm like,
thank you.
Like, I don't know why, just, like, I don't know, it, like, grosses me out.
Friends, yeah, I gotta do it.
You're appropriating.
Peace.
Yeah, peace. Love. Unity. And respect.
You treat it. That's how you treat it.
No, when I saw that on TikTok, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm making a friendship bracelet. And, okay, like, I'm gonna be a hater.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a hater, okay? Like, I'm sorry.
So
like,
you're not a Swiftie, then?
Yeah, I'm not a Swiftie. No, not at all. No, but I think for me, it's because, like, I'm a raver, and, like, we have, like, you know, how we get the bracelets, and then seeing them awkwardly, like, here's the...
Yeah, no. And not knowing, like, the history behind it.
Yeah, kinda. And, like, they're, like, using, like, the, you know, all the beads and stuff. I'm like, you
they're literally putting the end in friend right but there. But
friendship bracelets. I'm like, it just, like, I don't know. It kind of weirded me out. I'm like, I don't like this. I don't
Yeah, a lot
this.
Of Swifties scare me. But, like, here's the thing. I feel like I used to not like Taylor Swift. I used to not like her. I'm still, like, not the biggest fan of her music, but I'm, like, I respect her hustle. Like, the
she has how fucking much talent. She's blown
yeah. up. Yeah. And, like, her songs are bops. Like, I don't listen to them. I don't, like, necessarily, like, I don't hate her because, like, I don't hate, you know, I don't believe in hating women.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also, like, the Swift, I think the fan base is what
I don't like.
Me.
I'm not a big fan of the fan base.
It's a little cookie. It's a little cookie. They need to go touch grass.
Yeah. But for a woman, like, because a lot of these billionaires, I don't know if she's a billionaire, but, like, a lot of these billionaires, they stay billionaires by, like, being cheap. She's out here giving $100,000 bonuses. Like, I love that for her. Like, that almost makes me want to buy her concert tickets, but not really.
Oh my, the people, the price they go for.
How much is it? Insane.
Like,
even in, yeah.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that. Same with, like, Harry Styles. Like, girls go crazy for him. No, well,
I don't see the hard pass.
Hard pass. Wait, we're ravers. Oh, we should do that. Like, we're ravers.
We're ravers.
We used to take drugs from strangers. We're ravers. We used to take stuff from the ground and not have
literally,
to test it.
Yeah, like ground store.
We're ravers. Of course we're going to stay up till 6 in the morning.
I used to get so fucked up I could never do it. I would literally, one time I like pissed myself and I was supposed to meet Carnage.
Oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Those were God. When you met me at EDC, I think, okay, so I met you at, yeah,
we were at Neon Garden. We were near the front and you were like, I had met you and you gave me a hug and you were like coherent, but I could tell like you were fucking feeling your oats.
Yeah, I was on 2 tabs of acid. I was so fucked up that I lost the Molly that was in my backpack, somehow fell out. So did I do? I bought 3 points of Molly, took it all at once.
Oh my God.
Blacked out. Yeah.
I was
crazy back then. But like that, but ravers, we were like that. We were like animals.
No,
really were. I feel like it was insane. Pulling fucking 3-day benders. You're on the 4th day, still no sleep. Your fucking eyes are popping out of your skull.
You accidentally took some meth, so can't go to sleep now.
Oh my God, literally. I saw someone at Countdown who they had like bulging eyes and it was like scaring me. Like I think like he looked like he was really lit and my friend's like, one of my friends, I like got her in the rave. She's like, Jules, what's wrong with his eyes? And I'm like, I don't know.
Meth,
like,
maybe.
I'm like concerned. I'm concerned. But you know, one thing that I've like been into recently, and like I'm not trying to like name drop brands, but like those beatboxes at the rave.
Oh, I love beatboxes.
I'm like fucked up.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
They're like cookie wine coolers.
What did you say?
They were like ghetto wine coolers. Like, I'm just like,
I like the sugar rush that comes with the alcohol. Like, I like, cause I'm like, I don't really drink caffeine. This was decaf and I put sugar in it. Cause like sugar gets me going. And I'm like, okay, the beatboxes. And I feel like I don't get hungover per se. I just like,
I feel like the beatboxes, I will still drink them just cause it's
I've
not
blacked
about
out before from a beatbox and combination with other goodies. Yeah. Oh, no, multiple, goodies. But like there's other goodies involved and this was hard summer. And we were like in the crowd for, who was it? Skrillex. And then I don't remember who else was playing, but the crowd was like so crowded. And I remember like when the rave was over, like walking back to the car with my friends, like I was holding onto one of my friend's hands like really tight. And I just like don't remember the walk to the car.
Damn.
Like made it to the car safe. And like I get on autopilot when I get home. I'm like, take off makeup, wash face, sleep. Like my autopilot's really good.
They're kind of like the Four Locos in the sense where
they
do
really
like.
They are like
hit.
New wave.
I've never had a Four Loco before.
Girl. Have you been?
I've never had a Buzzball and I've never had a Four Loco.
I've never had a, what's a Buzzball?
I don't know.
It's like these little, they're tiny balls, but it's like a high volume percentage of alcohol. It's only like 8 ounces.
Yeah.
And it's just like that.
They sound disgusting.
They get you fucked up. They are kind of gross. They are, they sound you could really taste, gross. You could taste the alcohol. Oh, like, I think it's like 15% alcohol per volume.
I'm a girl. I like when my alcohol doesn't taste like alcohol.
I like when my tequila tastes like tequila.
Me too.
I like a little fruit drink, unless I'm doing a shot.
Yeah. So, like, this concept of raves, because I feel like people who don't do Molly and, like, go to festivals, like, they have never understood that, like, when you hang out with someone for the whole night, you're on Molly, and, like, you're in love with them, and then you hang out with them again sober, and then you're like, oh, that was really just the Molly.
The drugs are speaking, the drugs are talking, the drugs
you're
are
like,
talking.
Oh, you're like, oh, you're so cute, and then it's, like, the sun rises, and you're like, oh.
No.
Rose colored glasses.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You have any stories like that?
Oh, I'm trying to think. I think one thing I had, I actually, so my boyfriend at the time, we were at Dream State. We met this girl, mm-hmm. and she like made out with me. Like nowadays, I don't think I would make out with a stranger at all. Like,
yeah,
I'll make not out. I make out with my friends, but like that's about it.
Uh huh.
And then like we ran into her again at Countdown, and we ended up taking her home with us, and like made her the unicorn the night.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like a little younger than me. She was like, I think, I'm trying to think how old I was at the time. Like, she was, like, 19. This is, I don't, a little young for me. And I was, I think she was, like, 19 or 20. And I think I was, like, 22 or something.
Mm-hmm.
And we were, like, banging her. And she was so fucking loud and annoying. Like, she was so loud. Like, her, like, moans. I, like, had to put my, I put my hand over her mouth.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, shh.
Literally yeah. checking her.
Is it, like, one? Oh, gosh.
But it was a fun experience, like, finding a unicorn, like, so naturally and yeah. spontaneously at the rave and, like, having a little rave bay.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, for the weekend.
Have you always been, like, you don't want to be monogamous or do you want to be monogamous?
I'm not a monogamous girl.
Okay. No. Have you always been like that?
Always. I've always had that, like, I don't know. I just have, like, a lot of love to give.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. The more, the merrier. Within reason.
Yeah. So yeah. Are you dating multiple people or are you just, like, fucking multiple people?
So I have dated multiple people at a time. Uh-huh. Had two separate relationships at the same yeah. time. Like, done that, like, quite a bunch. I've had multiple fuck buddies along with that. You know?
Yeah.
Kind of have a little fun.
Dude, that's so fun. Like, I think that girls who can, like, do that, they just have, like, superior mentalities. Like, I'm, like... If I'm not fucking multiple people, I'll fall in love with you.
No, seriously. Like, it's yeah. 7 billion people, 8 billion, nearly 8 billion people in this fucking world, and you think your soulmate isn't Timbuk fucking 2 hours. I'm so serious. Like,
oh my God.
You both just happened to be in some fucking small podunk town.
Yeah. Oh, I was, like, seeing something like that where, like, people who live in small towns and they have, like, their little crushes, it's like, that's not, like, your soulmate because of, like, you know, just random chances, just because you were, like, literally, like...
Have no options.
There's no right. options. No options. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm so... I'm so glad that I don't have that problem.
Do you date other, like, porn men? Or, like, do you date... you're bi, right? Like, you date men and women?
I do date men and women. Okay. I have never dated any performer in the industry.
Okay.
Like, I, like, love, like, flirting with, like, all my, like, you know, I'm gonna say, like, coworkers and friends, because that's basically what they are.
Yeah.
You know, I love flirting with them. I love banging with them, banging them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I, like, don't know, like, if I could date in the industry.
Okay, interesting.
Like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I've never done it before. It hasn't yeah. happened. I'm not, like, against it. But, like, I don't know. It's, like, nice, like, being able to have that, like, fun on set and fun uh-huh. doing content. And, like, you know, I like flirting with, like, different people. Like, whenever mm-hmm. I go to the industry parties, I'm like, I want to bang you. I want to bang you. I banged you and I banged you. And I'm like, oh, you're so fun. Yeah. I just like, love flirting with everybody. But I don't know, like, if I would date anybody. Like,
okay.
I just, like, haven't had that, like, it just hasn't happened where I've, like, you know, hung out with someone, like, that much, like, besides, uh-huh. like, my girlfriends. Like, I would date my girlfriends.
In the industry or?
Yeah. Right. Okay, like, yeah. Like, yeah, I would date my friends. I'm, like, but I'm not, like, you know, I haven't hung out with, like, a lot of, like, male talent, like, for uh-huh. funsies. So,
makes sense. Yeah, okay.
It just hasn't happened.
Are you, like, one of those goth dommy mommies?
I am.
So, okay. Because I was just saying this on the podcast before, where it's, like, a lot of my, like, sexual experiences with women, I like very femme-presenting women, and that is goth, like, I'm not into the butch, but a lot of, like, femme-presenting women are, they don't like to punch me, you know? They don't like to be aggressive. They don't like to, like, fuck super hard or, like, choke me out.
Oh, no, I'm, like, definitely, like, especially with women, I'm dominant. Like, when I had a girlfriend, like, in the past, and, like, I was definitely the dom.
Yeah.
Like, in the relationship, and, like, we'd fuck each other really good.
Okay.
That was some of the best lesbian sex in my life, I will say
yeah.
that.
I'm, like, looking at you, like, we're gonna fuck.
I'm, like...
Love that for you.
It's so hard to find. Yeah, girl. Please do. It's so hard to find, like, people who, I don't know, want to, like be dominant. Because I'll be like, yeah, like, you can choke me, punch me. Well, now not as much punch because I have a chin implant and I'm so scared that's going to be, like, knocked out.
Oh, no.
And, like,
flies out of
your,
yeah.
Between your
but
guns.
It's like, whenever I used to fuck men, I would, like, leave with bruises. And that was, like, the best sex ever if I was, like, leaving a little hurt, you know? And women.
Ooh. You're all trauma.
What woman? Can you tell I have daddy issues?
Literally.
Oh my God, I'm dead.
But women are like, no, like, I want to treat you like the flower you are. I'm like, no.
Girl, please.
No, I am the shit on your shoe, okay?
I love it.
Treat me as such.
And that's how I feel I am. Like, I'm not necessarily bisexual, but, like, if a woman is in the room or she's, like, added to the mix, like, I think I'm a lot more dumb. I have a lot of dumb energy as well. Like, I can't be the bitch.
Yeah.
Even with the bitch.
No, even with men. Like, I don't have a lot of submissive energy. It's not fun for me. It's like...
So do you want a guy, like, would you put a guy on a leash?
I would put a guy on a leash.
I could see that.
My very first job actually was as a dom.
Okay.
So it was really fun. I used to fuck men in the ass.
Yeah.
Peg more men.
Peg more men. They'd be happier, would they not?
Yeah, you know, I realized a lot of, like, people that I've encountered, because, like, I've also, like, was a dom, too, before porn. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people that I encountered, like, were just, you would look at them and you wouldn't suspect that, like, they would be into that, but they are. But I feel like, you know, people just want to be bossed around a little bit.
It's like, it's a businessman and CEOs that really want that.
Men want to be bossed around to an extent, and, you know, like, they like that.
Yeah, there's a book, I think it's called, I could be a little off, but it's, like, Men Love Bitches or something like that, mm-hmm. And it's, like, the bitchier you are, like, the probably better relationships that you're going to have with men.
I'm definitely a bitch.
Because these men are like, oh, this girl, I could walk all over her. And, like, they don't respect you. They don't look at you like a human. Like, honestly, since I've been celibate and, like, been setting my boundaries, I think, men respect me more than they ever have. And I don't think it's necessarily about the celibacy. It's the fact that I'm, like, staying so strong on something and saying no.
Because it adds high value to you. I feel like men, see, here's the thing. Men aren't as emotionally mature as women.
No.
And I feel like the no adds value to you because they want what they can't have.
Yeah.
And it appeases their mature subconscious. And I feel like women who are easy, that's why they get fucking ghosted all the time. Because it's like, okay, I've already attained this. This is not, like, you know, fun anymore for me.
I used to think, like, fucking all these men, I'm like, oh, like, I'm such good sex. They would say I'm good sex, and then they would ghost me. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense. Do they not want the vagina again? Like, but there's no better pussy than new pussy, which makes zero sense to me because, like, you don't know if that new pussy is going to be good.
No, exactly. No, it makes me think, I was on this, like, trip in, like, England last spring, and I met this, like, guy who was, like, a mutual friend of, like, my friends I was traveling with, and he, like, was a DJ, and he was, like, so, like, into me the first night. Uh-huh. He was, like, all over me, like, trying to dance on me, kiss on me in the club, and, like, the thing about me is, like, when I'm dancing at the club or at an event or a rave, I don't dance on men at all.
Yeah.
I'm here to dance, feel myself, dance with my girls. Like, that is, like, my vibe. Like, when I go to events, I'm not here to, like, you know, maybe if I like you, I'll grind on you a tiny bit, but, like, that's my whole point. Like,
yeah.
I don't go to raves to, like, you know,
be, it's almost, like, uncomfortable.
Like, I go there, like, really to look hot and be hot and have fun and, like, you know, like, be in my element. But this dude was, like, all over me, and I knew he wanted to bang me so bad that night. And I was, like, just smiling to myself because I was like, I'm not going to let him fuck me tonight at all. Like, and he's not going to like that. And, like, when everyone was going to bed in the Airbnb, I was like, so what's your plan? Are you going to stay the night here? Like, so I'm going to bed. He's like, well, like, I really, really want to fuck you. And I'm like, tonight's not the night. I was just like, it's not the night. And he's like, please. And I'm like, no. Like,
it's so funny that he's like, well, I really want to fuck you. Like, yeah.
No, and what we like, but it's like, you know, I just met you. Like, contrary to popular belief, like, I don't know. Like, some people might be like this, but, like, me personally, I'm not into, like, random, like, one night stand hookups.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I, like, if I just, like, meet you and, like, you're, like, yeah, like, you could be, like, really hot and, like, you know, you want to bang me, but, like, that doesn't really appeal to me.
Yeah, because even know? In porn, I feel like you're fucking your friends, right?
Yeah, and it's, like, even if I haven't, like, met you or worked with you, like, it's, like, different, you know, like, the controlled environment. And, like, I'm all for, like, being a slut and, like, doing whatever you want and having, like, crazy sexcapades. But for me, it's more appealing to me to, like, you know, have, like, a little bit of a connection with somebody.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like unexpectedness, like, you know, what if you, like, you want to, like, bang me on this first night, like, and you're gonna, I don't know, there's all these weird expectations, like,
yeah.
Also, I want to make you wait a little bit for it, like, like,
this, drive them a little crazy,
yeah, like, so I made him wait, and, like, we did bang, like, on my last night, so I was, like, you know, if you really want to bang me, like, tomorrow's my last night, like, that's that, and so we'll see if you pull through, like,
yeah. Yeah, and then I feel like a lot, at least for me, they're like, you know, you're too much work.
No, but when you set boundaries, like, I feel like what Jade says, it does add value to yourself, and, like, you know, it helps, like, weed out, like, people who don't, like, have respect for you.
Something that was so hot, at least to me, so I fucked Cherie DeVille.
Oh my God, I love her.
Yeah.
She's amazing.
But it was, like, she had a whole checklist of like consent, boundaries, like, yes, we can do this. No, we can't. And like, that's really hot. Like, she knows what she wants. She like can communicate that. And honestly, that's really hard because I think as women, we're taught that like we can't have opinions about things from like such a young age. Like, you don't like golf. Like, my dad would always be like, you don't like golfing? You'll never find a boyfriend who wants to stay with you. And I'm like, oh, so I have to.
Well, suddenly you're like fucking hitting balls. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
I'll play with other balls, okay?
Right, exactly.
Oh my goodness. The
balls can hit me.
Yeah, I think that's what I like love about being in the industry is because, like, you know, we are professionals, and especially like, you know, people who've been doing this a long time, like, you know what you want, and like communicating that, like, you know, and like most people I feel like aren't really like, you know, used to that type of like, you know, sexual, like, I don't
know.
It
kind of goes back to like what we were saying, like people want new pussy, so like it's all about the novelty fuck, like, and that's why people aren't inclined to like be better in bed. Like your one night stands fucking suck so much more than someone you've been connected to for so long, just because you're just fucking, it's just dick and pussy, you know?
Yeah. These men use you as like a masturbation toy, but like they don't care about like making you come, and like that's what I've noticed a lot. Like, I don't miss dick that much. Like, I of course do kind of mystic, but it's like they're not trying to make me come. These women try to make me come more than these men try to make me come. Mm-hmm. So like, who am I going to care about, you know?
I don't know. For me, it's like sex isn't fun unless we're both coming.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like, I know if only one of us comes, I'm like, okay, I guess I'm going to touch with me. I'll go home to do that later.
Well. So Jade, I remember, like, you were one of the first people I ever saw on Instagram, like, publicly, like, coming out as trans. And I thought that was, like, so fucking cool. Did you ever get, like, back in the day, like, that was, like really cool of you. Like, how did you do that on Instagram? Like,
funny story, the real story. Let's just get into the nitty gritty. I was being outed. I was being outed by somebody. And for me, like, my transness is not part of, like, it's not my identity. Like, I'm not one of those people that's like, oh my God, I'm trans, trans rights. Like, no, that's not me. You know what I mean? I'm a woman. I'm going to assimilate in female culture and in my womanhood and everything like that. So I told somebody and they started outing me, they got really excited. I'm not going to say any names. I'd rather not do that.
Yeah,
but they started telling a bunch of people. And then I was like, fuck. You know, that was when I was growing on Instagram. So I felt the need to, like, tell everyone, hey, I'm trans, you know, reclaim it for myself. So that was the true story, but it was kind of fun. It was fucking powerful and cool, and I felt like I had a lot of fucking support in that time from the community that I was in, and even from people who followed me on Instagram. Like, that was really, really cool to have that public experience. I really enjoyed it.
I remember looking at you, and I'm like, oh my God, like, she is, like, so strong, because I felt like back then, like, in 2017, like, I don't think people came to social media with any of their, like, inner secrets or, like, that wasn't the cool thing. It was cool to, like, look perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Or, no, like, 100%. And it was, like, I felt like that's what we all did. We curated, like, this image of ourselves and everything like that. So for me to, like, break that boundary, I was so freaking scared the day I posted that. I remember it was Trans Awareness Day. It was, like, November 17th, I think, that year.
I remember.
Yeah, it was, like, that Tuesday. And I was, like, what the fuck? And I did that, and it was like the most nerve-wracking thing I've ever done. I almost shit myself. I'm not even kidding. Like, but it was fun.
The Plur vibes, though, like, the EDM community really were like, fuck yeah, Jade.
Yeah, I remember that day was so monumental, and it was really cool to have that support, because, you know, in the day-to-day world, you know, in the real world, outside of the rave community, people weren't as accepting for that, and it's so crazy to think that was, you know, just right at over 5 years ago.
Yeah,
people still weren't as accepting, and now, like, we're moving into this thing where people are like fluid and non-binary and all these other crazy shit, and it's so crazy to see the different dimorphisms.
No, I love it. I remember that too, and like when you told me also like the real story of it, and I'm like, that's fucked up. Like, that's like not anyone's.
Being outed is a scary.
That's
thing
not anyone's
ever.
Business to tell. It makes me think of, this is like really crazy, because like, this is like the TV show Survivor. Like, I watched it a lot, and they had like someone on there who like one of the people like outed their like teammate, like,
I remember
on
that.
TV, outed them as being trans on like live TV.
Oh no.
Like, and they were not out at all.
That's fucking scary.
And like, obviously the person who outed the person was gone, but I was just like, I'm like, oh my goodness, that's like insane.
It's like, just so scary too, because I mean, not to be morbid or anything, but like, you know, I'm scared to fucking end up in a ditch with my fucking head cut off, you know what I mean? Like, just like, people are like, you're tricking me, and I'm like, maybe I don't live to trick you. If you think I'm living for you, you're fucking nuts.
Yeah, trans hate, like, I don't know if there's I mean, Christian hate, people like, you know, Christians hating, but like the hate that trans people get is like absolutely like not respecting pronouns, not respecting like you are a woman. You identify as a woman. You are a woman.
But here's also like the flip side. Like, I don't need anyone to respect me. Like, if I walk into a room with a bunch of people and they're like, oh, you're a fucking he, like, those aren't people I want to be around anyways. Yeah, I don't care, because I feel like for me in the era that I was, that I grew up trans in, we didn't have all this like, you know, social media where it was like people could be out and non-binary and they were like comfortable doing that, you know, behind camera and everything like that. That was never me. We grew up, we learned how to be stealth and stuff. So like my identity is, I put the I in identity, you know what I mean? So you know, I made it my own. And if someone wants to call me a he, it's like, okay, you think I have a dick, my chromosomes are X, you know, are X fucking Y. Like you're not saying anything monumental. I'm not offended by that. Like, I'm comfortable in my skin. And if you don't, fuck with me, you don't fuck with
me. Love to see it. Too. Yeah, I remember back in those days, like, social media, like, 2017, at least, like, where I went to school in Arizona. You know, they're pretty, I got called a, like, prostitute hooker all the time. They're like, people are calling me a sex worker, and they kind of predicted my future. But, like, they were like, are you a porn star now? I'm like, no. Should I be?
I just had my ass out. Oh,
my God. No, it's, like, insane to, like, think of that time. I don't know. I feel like right now on social media, like, it, like, people are, like, probably sharing a little too much. Sharing a little too much. Yeah. Like, I mean, like,
us on the podcast. Yeah.
Like, no, what? Well, no, I mean, like, I mean, not like this, but, like, I see, like, on TikTok, people be, like, spilling all their tea, all these, like, deep, like, personal, just, like, being very, I mean, I think it's cool, like, being very, like, raw, like, real and vulnerable.
Yeah.
But it's, like, crazy to see, like, the shift in that, like, you know, from, like, polished perfection to, like, you know, people want, like, that sloppy, kind of, like, you know, candid, now, whatever.
The girls who are, like, huge on Instagram, like, do you remember, it was like Sky something, and she was like a Fashion Nova model, she had like butt implants, and like,
I remember.
You remember her?
Yeah,
so like now if you look at some of her engagement on Instagram, it's kind of trash, like she doesn't get, because like people don't want, they want to relate to you, and how are they going to relate to you if you're perfect?
Yeah,
which
with giant butt implants.
Yeah, like, I listen, I love women, but, like, to say that you don't have any plastic surgery, but I've seen videos of her walking, because she has implants. She didn't get a BBL. She has implants. You can see them flipping in, like, one video, but I do remember she did have a hate account, and they were bullying her pretty bad, and she messaged them, like, can you please stop, and then they posted that screenshot.
Oh, my God.
That's sad.
I don't know. I feel like lying about, like, having work done is, like, weird. I feel like normalize, and I don't say, like, normalize plastic surgery as in like everyone should get it, but like normalize, like,
being, you know, honest,
talking about it, being honest about it, because everyone, there's so, you'd be surprised of all the people that get work done, people who get like their faces done,
yeah,
the people who get Botox, you know, like I've had Botox in my face and lip filler, like I've had my nose done, like, you know, nothing like crazy, but like I'm not gonna be like, oh yeah, I'm 100% all natural, but no, my issue is so also
weird.
My issue on the other side is like, you know, especially in porn, I like see this like conversation online is like, oh, I'm all natural, like kind of to have like a superiority over people who get like work done, and it's like, you know, there should be no hate to anyone who like buys their tits or like has, you know, natural ones, or like who buys their ass, or you know, works out for their ass or whatever it may be. It's like, I don't know, like I don't like those conversations, you know, at
to
all,
make
because
it seem better,
yeah, because I feel like it's a way to police like our bodies. And like I remember when I got into porn, like in 20, like when I joined my agency, well, that doesn't exist, I'm self-booking now, but at the time I was with an agency joining, and I had like, you know, my first pair of boobs, and they were like telling me like, oh well, you have your boobs are like done, like, ooh, that could be a problem because people like more natural. I'm like, since when in porn did anyone hate on big fake titties?
Yeah,
since when? Okay,
like, it's part of the reason that like like some people do market themselves as all natural, and it's not necessarily because they have a superiority complex, but like they make more money if they do that.
Yeah.
So it's like, for example, like Sky Bree, she'll be like, I'm all natural, but she naturally has a body that looks like it could be done, but it's not. Like her body is just naturally one of the most unattainable bodies you could have for it being natural. But like she makes so much money off of that.
Yeah.
And like, I think, I don't know what it is with these men. It's like they expect you to have a perfect body, but if you buy it, then they're like, oh, actually that's not that great. But, like,
no, it's crazy. I just, like, I don't know. I've just seen certain, not to name names. I've seen certain girls online where, like, oh, like, I don't have to, like, you know, get a BBL because I already have a fat. Just, like, being a hater. Like, I'm not going to hate on
anyone. It's just so condescending. And if it's, like, you're natural and you're proud of that, then go and be proud of that. Why do you have to put another bitch down?
You really don't feel
that great about yourself if you have to put someone down. Like, you're just probably still ugly at the end of the day. And if not on the outside, on the inside, definitely.
It's so funny. So I used to have a co-host. I had, like, a different podcast way early on. And, like, this co-host, after, like, I ended things, like, we broke up the podcast. She changed her OnlyFans bio to, like, natural tits, or it was something that was, like, a dig at me for having fake tits, but, like, in her bio.
They look amazing, by the way.
Thank you.
They
do.
They're sitting nicely.
Nice. I'm like, hello there.
You can see them later. Okay, I want to play a little game.
Let's do it.
Okay, so, you know, we're sex workers. We're supposed to be good at this kind of stuff. I want to make something so fucking disgusting sound hot. So I've been trying to think of, like, different stuff to, like, mix it up. Like, the one I did earlier was, like, yeah, like, my pee smells like asparagus. Like, you're into that or something. So I'm going to try to think of, like, something else.
Okay. Ooh, I like that. Ooh.
If you guys can help me think of ideas, because I'm trying to, improv it.
Like sexy talk?
Like sex, but we're going to, it's about something gross. Like, we need to make something gross sound hot, because, like, our one job is to be, like, got a little.
I'm like, that's a hard one. And I was like, oh, come over
vomiting
here.
Vomiting while you're fucking sucking dick.
Oh, come over here, baby.
Oh, honestly.
I'm like, I want you to suck a fart out of my asshole, baby.
That was the one that I did with Cherie. Okay, yeah. We'll just redo that one. Okay, so I want to suck a fart out of your asshole.
You want me to say it?
Yeah. I'll say it after. We're all going to do it.
I want to suck a fart out of your asshole.
Wow. What if it smells?
Oh, the smellier the better, baby. I love all that flavor.
You're good at that. You're so good at that. Oh my god.
Right. You're like, it's crickets. It's like chirp, chirp, chirp. I'm like, yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah. My vagina just did a little pulse there.
Right.
All right. I want to suck a big, juicy fart out of your asshole and give myself strep B in my stomach from all that stench.
Oh, yes, baby. Please, and burp it right back into my mouth after.
Okay.
I'm just watching. I'm just a spectator in this part here.
Oh, I have a good one.
Ooh, let's do it.
This one's, I'm like, hey there, baby. Why don't you let me suck the dick cheese out of your cock and lick your gooch?
It would make for the most perfect charcuterie board that I can dip my crackers into. Yeah.
I spit a little bit. I literally spit. Wow, have you guys eaten dick cheese?
No. No. Yeah, talking about turtlenecks, like, that's something that does scare me.
I've never seen dick cheese IRL.
I feel like I've only seen, like, two or three uncircumcised dicks. Like, okay, so the first guy I ever blew was uncircumcised, but I didn't have anything else to reference that with, you know? And then by the time I was, like, done with high school, there was this guy from Spain. Oh, wait, no. There was this other guy who took down his pants and I blew him for 2 seconds, but I was like, I didn't know what was with his dick, because at that point I'd already seen a lot of dicks. And I was like, why does this dick look like it's, like, scaring me? So I, it was like playing peekaboo and something was going to come out and grab me.
Oh, my
so
God.
I said I was going to the bathroom. I just left. And I was rolling. That was my first time taking ecstasy. And I was like 15, 16. Ran out of there. And then the third one was, it was right when I was about to go to college, and it was a Spanish guy. And I remember, like, looking at his dick. I'm like, there, I will not blow that. I will not put that. But, like, I will feel it. I'm going to do doggy. I don't have to look at it, you know?
Oh my God. It makes me think on Tumblr, back in the Tumblr days, there was this really popular account, this guy in England, and he would put stuff in his foreskin, like hairbrush handle, M&Ms, like, he had, like, a very long foreskin, and he would just put all this random shit in there, and he had a whole Tumblr account of it, and I would just, like, look at it, like, in shock, like, what the fuck?
That was allowed on Tumblr. Oh, actually, I wasn't.
That was, like, that back was, in the day, Tumblr yeah. days, you can find some grotesque shit on there. That was
but you know what's crazy? It's on the topic of uncircumcised cocks, like, you know, this shows at the time, you know, before I had proper sexual education, I just thought all dicks looked, you know, how they are circumcised. I thought it was like, oh yeah, that's just how your penis, you know, you were born that way. I didn't realize that, like, you know, people were getting circumcised and, like, I don't know. I have mixed feelings of that about that. I'm like, you don't have a choice about getting your dick snipped. I don't know.
But then if you get older, have you watched Shameless?
I have watched Shameless.
Where Carl gets circumcised and then he has all the scar tissue and, like, loses a lot of sensitivity because he does it later on. I'm like, do it as a baby so, like, the scar tissue isn't bad. But also, circumcise your kids. I know that, okay, like, there's mixed feelings about that. But, like, coming from me, it scares the fuck out of me to see an uncircumcised dick. Scares me. But at least
that should be someone's Halloween costume. I will find you.
Honestly, I feel like that would be such a funny skit. I need to have my friend help me write that. But like just kind of make, like, it looks like something is literally trying to come out and scare you with an uncertain, unless you, like, you pull the hood back. If you pull the hood back, you know that they look the same.
It's like whack-a-mole. You're like, it's too funny. I don't think there's anything wrong with uncut cock.
I think, okay.
It doesn't scare me personally, but
I mean, wish it didn't scare me because it's, like, natural. But also, like, I do think that there's something about whatever you're unfamiliar with being a little scary to you. Like, we all see cut cocks all the time.
Yeah, it's like a Western thing, though. Because you go anywhere else. I mean, you even go to Mexico, like, cocks are uncut.
So really?
It's like, yeah.
Interesting.
It's mostly an American thing. Like, anywhere else.
But it's like, even vaginas. Uncut. I remember, like, back in the day, like, okay, here, I got some roast beef. Okay, I got some chicken cutlets.
I'll get down in there.
But do you remember back in the day when there were those memes being like, this vagina, this vagina, okay, and then this one. Yeah, and people like make fun of girls with like the lips or like the fat vaginas because I got a fat ass pussy. Happens.
That's why I love porn because we see a rainbow of genitalia.
Yeah.
Pussies of all shapes and sizes, lips out, lips in, whatever, clits there, uncut cocks, big balls, small balls.
Yeah.
Gooches.
So I think, like, once I started, like, eating vaginas, I realized, like, oh, my God, I was told to think, like, these vaginas were weird. Like, I was, like, so insecure about my vagina, I would just, like, want to go to town on someone else's because I'm like, my vagina looks weird. And now I'm like, oh, my God, like, I love my vagina. So I feel like it could be, like, the same with dicks. Like, even, like, this taste of vaginas. I remember everyone growing up would be like, vaginas just taste like fish. Vaginas are so gross. So I almost had this mental block going to eat my first pussy where I'm, like, going to gag or something,
like,
you know?
Is this chicken of the sea?
Oh, my God.
But now I like the taste. Like, so, like, healthy pussies is, like, you know.
It doesn't have, like, much of a flavor. It's
just, like, a little scent, you know? Yeah. Like, a little.
The pussy smells like pussy.
Yeah. Pussy smells like pussy. I don't feel like pussy's
anything. I've only had a fishy pussy one time. Not me, but, like, someone I was going down on, and it wasn't in porn. But, it was, like, some weird, like, I don't even know. I don't even remember, but I was like, oh, you're a little ripe today. Okay.
I love pussy. Yeah. I'm like, for sure. Oh, my gosh. Okay, tell me this, because I used to love eating oysters. I'm not as big into them now, but I almost feel like a pussy, almost, it's like a tent.
I've never had an oyster.
You've never had an oyster?
I'm a vegan. I've never had an oyster.
Have you never eaten meat? Like, ever?
I've eaten meat, but I've never had oysters.
Okay, got it. Have you eaten oysters?
Yeah, I love oysters.
And have you eaten pussy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, like, I feel like not nearly as pungent as oysters, but I'm like, I think a pussy's like maybe a 1 out of 10 of like what an oyster tastes like. But no one else gets my reference when I say that. Like, no one else agrees with me.
I mean, you know, I don't.
It's almost like a salty, like.
Yeah, it's like, it just has that, like, little acidity to it. It's just like that. I mean, but that's normal because that's just a woman's vagina is naturally acidic. So.
Yeah, so I just think about it like, I'm eating oysters tonight.
You're like,
delicacy, baby.
I love it.
I don't know, that's so strange. My coochie doesn't, I mean, because my pussy's, you know, man-made.
Yeah.
So it's like, mine doesn't have, like,
your
any
type. Your pussy's designer.
It's designer. Shit comes in flavors.
But can you get wet, like, naturally?
I can. But my wetness also depends on my arousal because it's almost kind of like the way it's built.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I hate to say this, they just basically turn your penis inside out, kind of, almost, and that's how they build your clit with all your erectile tissue.
Okay.
So, like, it still does all the things, and it still, like, gets wet. I mean, mine does, but I also went to, like, a really good fucking surgeon.
Yeah,
I was like,
love
I'm getting a fucking...
She has a beautiful pussy.
I'm getting a fucking Lamborghini of a pussy. Like, I mean, that's what I need. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm going to have my shit manufactured. I need to go to the best of the best.
I just found out that, like, your asshole can, like, self-lubricate. A little bit.
Some booty juice?
Yeah, booty juice. But, like, there is, like, some fecal matter in that. But, like, there also is some, like, it's, like, a cum from your butt. Like, it's a thing for women, too. Like, not just, I thought it was just a men thing. for one too. Did you guys know that?
I know booty juice is definitely a thing. Cause I mean, like, I've like practiced, like, you know, I've done like solo anal stuff, like cleaning out, like the whole like process. Yeah,
but it creates that after being stimulated. I mean, you know, being pre-op, I used to get that's the only way I could get fucked mm-hmm. in the fucking ass. So it's like that was the only hole I had an option with, and it would just discharge after. It's not. I mean, obviously you clean it, so it's like fecal matter wouldn't end up in it. But it would just be a little, you know, and be
It says fecal juice is part of whatever the liquid is. I mean, I don't know. That's just what I googled. and they named it after a congressman. They named it after a congressman who, he was really against gay rights and stuff. So they named the cum in your asshole after the congressman.
That's beautiful.
I think that's poetic.
It is poetic.
It's so poetic. So do you still have, like, your G-spot in your asshole then?
Yeah, I mean, if you're taking out my little P-spot, it's called the P-spot we caught. That's what we call it.
A P-spot?
Yeah, that's what it's called, the P-spot.
Because you're, like...
It's a prostate gland, so that's what it's called. Only men have it. Women don't have that.
I wish.
I always think it's interesting that, you know, men's clitoris is in their ass.
It really is.
I've hooked up with a guy recently where, like, I was, like, eating his ass. So it was, like, squeaky clean. Mm-hmm. And I stuck a finger in and I stuck two in. And I'm like, he's loving this. And I was jerking him off and I made him come really hard.
Ooh, that's hot.
I will eat man ass if it's squeaky clean.
I'm surprised the amount of men that like a little finger in their ass.
There's nothing wrong with having your ass eaten as a man. Like, just you know, just sit the baby wipe in. Yeah. Squirm, you know.
The last, like, two guys I've hooked up with, I was like, because I kept being told, like, ass play is what's going to make their cum jump. So I, like, would, like, kind of try to, like, and then they would just, like, kick me.
There's a thing. Get off me. As a dom, I actually had a performer I worked with on set. Like, he could tell that I was a dominatrix in the past because of how I was jerking off his cock. Because, like, there's a thing that I, like, do, like, when I'm, like, jerking off the cock, I always, like, play with the balls, and then I kind of, like, will tease, like, under, like, the ball sack, or, like, kind of, like, where the gooch is.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, you kind of, like, hit up in that spot, like, gently, like, while you're, like, jerking it, like, it feels, like, they love that. I don't know.
Interesting.
So, yeah, try that whenever you encounter a cock again.
Yeah, it's gonna be a while. I need to be, like, in love, and they need to actually, well, okay, they need to be in love, because I feel like I could fall in love, but they're not gonna be interested a lot of the time, but, you know. Needs to be mutual love.
No, they need to simp for you.
Yeah, which doesn't happen.
Simp for nothing.
Simp for nothing.
Or I feel like it happens with men who are like, they want a sugar mom, or they want someone who's going to, like, be a dom. I feel like the men that are attracted to me or, like, want to be a simp for me are men who aren't dominant in, like, their life. Like, they are very much, like, they want you to tell them what to do. They want to be bossed around. I don't like that. Like, we both need to be dominant in our own, like, senses. But, like, I don't want a bitch.
Yeah.
For a boyfriend.
No.
And those are the guys that want to date me.
No.
Yeah.
No bitches.
No bitches. And like that, and those are the same guys who are like, we're nice. We're nice men.
Little bitch boys.
Yeah. Like, why doesn't anyone want to date us? It's because no one wants to date someone who, like, can't be confident within themselves.
No, 100%. Like, I mean, like, I get, like, you know, a bitch boy's fun to an extent, but, like, I could see that. That would be, like, annoying.
Let me rephrase that. I mean, I think I like a submissive man. I don't necessarily like a bitch boy. You know what I mean? Like, I like a man that's submissive, but that's just, like, it's in my nature to be dominant. Like,
that makes sense.
I just can't. You know, don't get me wrong. I love an alpha male, but getting put in my spot every once in a while. Yeah. Because I can be a little bit of a cunt, but.
Yeah. No. Oh, the amount of guys who have bought ball gags to get me to shut the fuck up. But I love it. I'm like, I'm like Jackie.
You're all kinky.
Like from that 70s show. It's I will just keep talking. And then when they're like, shut the fuck up, I'm like, no, but okay. Like, I'm into this.
You're like Sam and Hyde.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being on. Make sure to plug you guys. Social media.
You can find me, Jules Blue, on Instagram. Only Jules Blue, spelled JEWELZBLU. And then on Twitter, Jules_Blue.
I'm Jade. You can find me at JadeXNatalia, NATHALIA, on Instagram. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
it. itsteals.com. Yay!
Yay!
Cool beans. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
That was so fun.